Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about the Juno Douglas City Museum, upcoming exhibits and events. Here with me in the studio are Beth Weigel, Executive Director at the City Museum, and Corrine Conlon, author and master gardener. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Corrine, let's start with you. You recently published a book called Gardening Near Glaciers, Growing Vegetables in Southeast Alaska. So is there any connection there to the community garden out at Montana Creek?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think the tricky thing about growing anything in Juneau or Southeast is that we have a short, cold, wet season. And so, I mean, it makes it difficult. I mean, you have the big, you know, chunk of ice, the ice fields. I mean, so if you're in Petersburg, you're in other places, you still have some of those same sort of challenges.
So what were some of the greatest successes you've had as a master gardener here in Southeast?
Oh, greatest successes. Well, when I can grow something that's unexpected. So I grew edamame in a greenhouse a couple years ago, and that was just fun because it was just unexpected. I didn't know what that was going to be like at all. I just feel like if I can go and pick vegetables and eat locally, you know, half the time during the summer, then for me, that's a success.
Half the time is a lot of the time. it would be a challenge, no doubt. How about some of your fails? What have you not managed to grow?
Oh, I mean, I think every year there's a different fail. A couple of years ago, I couldn't figure out, like, why my carrots wouldn't grow. And I think, you know, we have seasons. Like, last year was really hot and dry, and so certain things did so well and went crazy, and then other things just, you know, it just wasn't a good season for them. Biggest fails, I guess, the year without carrots. I mean, I think it's really sad not to be able to harvest carrots from your garden, so that was a bad year.
Have you ever made any progress with tomatoes?
So a couple of years ago, my friend said, oh, will you just take over my greenhouse? Oh. And I was like, I've got way too much gardening space. So I had the community garden. I just moved into my backyard. I had taken over a friend's yard. And I'm like, the last thing I need is more gardening space. But then I did it a couple of years ago. And it's just amazing what you can do with the heat and, you know, so I get some really nice tomato starts from Sandy Williams, who grows them for Master Gardeners, the community garden, as a fundraiser. And but yeah, it's fun to harvest tomatoes and cucumbers.
Ooh, yeah.
There's just some things you need a greenhouse for, or a really sunny window at KTOO.
Did you see our tomato plant? Oh, good.
Good.
I was going to make sure you had a look at that. we can't believe it made it this long. So what motivated you to write this book?
Well, I guess, you know, it was kind of, I decided to just do a kind of part-time fun job of being a vegetable garden coach. And I just felt like I needed to be at the top of my game. And so I started reading every book in the library about gardening. And what I found was that there was really only a paragraph or two in all those books that really were applicable to Southeast. I think, so the first part of the book is really kind of on the science of gardening. And then the second half is really, you know, on individual vegetables. And I think that all of those tips can help make you a better gardener wherever you grow vegetables. So my family in Wisconsin have bought the book or have been given the book. There was a lot of Christmas presents that were the books. But it'll help you be a better gardener. But here, we just really need to kind of up our game for that. So
I'm leafing through it right now, no pun intended. The pictures are amazing, and this just looks like super useful information and just really, like, accessible and easy to read. And like you said, it's kind of all of the Southeast gardening things you need to know in one stop. So,
and this Saturday I'll be giving a presentation, Coffee and Collections, from, oh my gosh, I'm spacing out, 10:30 to noon,
March 9th, this Saturday.
And so basically I'll be talking about what are those three big challenges, short, wet, cold, and then strategies of how to kind of overcome them. And really just to be able to, or to be available for any questions that people might have.
Well, thanks so much for writing this book and for bringing a copy and letting me look at it. I think it's going to be really useful to a lot of people around here. Again, that's a book signing and presentation with Corrine on March 9th, this Saturday, 10:30 to noon at the City Museum. Beth, there's some other stuff going on, too, that you're here to talk about.
Right.
What else is happening at the City Museum?
Well, with the start of a new month, we had a new exhibit go up, and it's one of the most looked forward to, I think, by us, as well as maybe many of the community members. It's the annual 12 by 12, which means that members of our community have submitted 12 by 12 pieces of art. They could also be 12 by 12 by 12, but I don't think we had any 3D objects this year. They were all
flat. Oh, look at cute.
Flat. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think we had about 39 paintings, or there were various things. There were paintings, there's photographs on metal, there's quilted pieces, there's sort of found objects in a display, and it's just a lot of really different things. So, and the theme for this year was elements. So people interpreted that in various ways, possibly, you know, obviously elements like earth, wind, and fire, or something, or elements of a story. And one person made a little bit of a joke and said something like, oh, I thought you said elephants. So there's one of an elephant. So, yeah, there's lots of lovely pieces of art up, and they'll be up for the next 2 months, actually. That'll be through April. So we're happy to host the 12 by 12 every year. It's a very fun event, and it just is great to have, you know, anyone in the community can participate.
Great.
And I think at that time, too, we also take suggestions for next year's theme, although I don't think it's been revealed yet.
Yeah, and this is the 15th annual, so it's going strong.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not sure where you're going to put all those 39 pieces in the City Museum.
Well, people come back and take their piece. This is one of the few shows where we don't either sell the art or and we don't add it to our collection. But it's a fun exhibit to have up for the time that we have it.
And another thing you wanted to talk about today was Five Women Artists. Can you tell me a little bit about this event?
Right. So March is Women's History Month, of course. And for March, we participate in the National Museum of Women's in the Art, Women in the Arts campaign, hashtag Five Women Artists. So when you check out our Facebook page, you can find all kinds of other people who are following the same national movement by looking at the hashtag, the number five, and then women artists. And so for the month of March, our program coordinator, Alyssa, she's been every Friday going to unveil or reveal another artist. And so you'll learn a little bit about different women artists in our community. And I'm not allowed to tell you who they all are unless they've already been revealed. So
That's totally fine. I like a good surprise. Suspense is fine.
But but basically, it's you know, highlighting women in the arts and learning a little bit more about, obviously, the women in our community and showcasing them and their art, mostly on our social media page. But we do have some pieces up by those women and many other women that you can come and buy for the month of March and check out. Our admission is still free during the winter months. This month is sponsored in memory of Scott Carley by many of his friends. And so come by and check out not only the 12 by 12, but everything else in the museum.
Great. Well, thank you, Beth. And there was a little challenge that went along with that Five Women Artist event. Can you name five local female artists? So for our listeners out there, don't look it up. Just see if you can name it. I got like six or seven off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But I'm in close proximity with artists a lot. Yeah. So it was a fun challenge for me. I was pleased to be able to name several. And a lot of that was due to going to Persisters last first Friday, mm-hmm. too. So.
Yeah, I also wanted to just throw out there that we're also getting ready for our summer exhibit, which will go up in May. And this year, our summer exhibit's going to focus on winter. It's going to be called The Rhythm of Winter, What We Do in the Cold and Dark. So it's one of the most common questions we get from tourists when they come in the summertime. What's it like to live here in the summer? So with that, we also recruit volunteers to help us at the museum. So if you have ever been interested in helping out at the City Museum, we're looking for volunteers who can help at our desk with our services there, you know, greeting people as they come in. We need help with our history tours. We do walking tours, and then we also are doing the tours of the Capitol building for the Legislative Affairs Agency. We partnered with them last summer, and we're going to be doing that again. So we look for volunteers to help do the Capitol tours with the visitors this summer as well. So, and it's also a great time to check in with the Friends of the Juno Douglas City Museum and get your membership up to date. And with any membership over the family level, you get, as one of the benefits, an annual pass to the museum, because we do start charging again in May.
Great. Beth, thanks so much for all that information. And it actually sounds like a really fun volunteer opportunity. Corrine, Beth, thank you so much for talking to me today. Coffee and Collections with Corrine this Saturday, March 9th, 10:30 at the City Museum. And a lot of other information about everything else we talked about today is available on the museum's website, juno.org/library/museum. Thank you so much, Beth and Corrine, for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.